Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. We very much appreciate it. It's Sean from sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv. And of course, the phaser, where we like to stun them with truth. Well, why do we say that? Well, because all you get from the mainstream Mockingbird horror media is lies and propaganda. And we're going to break down much of it today with Bob Kudla. He's the founder of Trade Genius. Welcome back, Bob.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming back on. Guys, here are a few of the items we'll discuss today. Will the Fed bring on the next Great Depression? The real estate bubble appears to be popping as U.S. pending home sales tumble for fifth straight month. Joe Biden has $5.2 million in unexplained income. Meanwhile, A.G. Garland is running cover for the Biden crime family, stonewalling over special counsel investigation of Hunter. But of course, we have a criminal government. And how about that economy? Chronic shortages of a few items will evolve into chronic shortages of hundreds of products later this year. And amidst all of it, Elon Musk is trying to buy Twitter. Will he be successful? As long as his Tesla stock doesn't crash, it appears he will be. And he's been calling out the USA's kleptocracy. I'll play that soundbite in a second. Bob, let's start with the Fed. They are in a corner, and now they're going to try to raise rates so quickly that they're going to pop the real estate bubble and potentially the stock bubble and bring on a Great Depression. What are your thoughts? What should they do?
Hey, Sean, thanks. Yeah, you know, you're right. Look, the Federal Reserve is going to overplay this tightening cycle, whatever being in charge of inflation thing that they want to do. And they don't realize that the Fed is not the Fed of just the United States, but of the entire world. And there are a lot of loans out there that are dollar denominated. And if you've seen the dollar has gone straight up. And what that's going to cause is going to cause basically loan liquidations around the world. And the United States, once you get over 3% of the 10-year yield, you're putting yourself in a situation where things don't just stop. They go hard reverse. I don't know about you, but about 3 weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, it felt like an icy chill just rolled over the economy. I mean, things just went dead stop. Homes were selling, then homes were not selling. I mean, literally not selling. I mean, everywhere. People had offers on the table. They pulled them. I live out here in California, you know, where real estate is a blood sport. My neighborhood is kind of a little bit of a kind of like a tell, if you will, of how things go, because I'm not in the nicest, you know, most expensive neighborhood, but I'm in a really nice neighborhood, a lot of real estate action. And what happens here is that, you know, we were selling, then all of a sudden nothing. People had offers pulled on them. The drop in their house is a couple hundred thousand. People say, hey, we're too afraid, we're waiting. But it's not just that. It's that there's so much debt that is hanging over all these companies. 20% of the S&P 500 cannot make payroll unless they borrow more the next month. So we could quickly go in from this inflationary environment into a deflationary collapse within 6 to 9 months.
Yeah, I've kind of been warning about that just recently. I did a video in which I said, hey, those of you that are leveraged to the hilt with investment properties waiting for the next bigger fool, the bubble's popping. You may need to unload those properties sooner than later. And we'll take a look at the mortgage rates. This is the shocking thing that's been happening here, Bob. The Fed is raising rates 50 basis points here and there, but the mortgage rates are skyrocketing. And that will be the killer. That will be the thing that pops the real estate bubble, because so many of these people have bought properties on speculation because they could get a 2.5%, 3% loan. So the question is, at 7% interest rates on a 30-year, how are they going to sell those properties? There's going to be far fewer people that can qualify to even get a loan. The point being, the cheaper the interest rate, the more expensive house you can afford to buy. And now things are reversing.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And look at direct correlation between the price of housing and mortgage rates. So I just did a podcast myself, said the stock market is going to probably go back down to 2019 levels. Housing prices are going to probably go down to the 2019 levels. And if oil prices lose the 93 to 95 barrel area, they're dropping down to $60 a barrel. Everybody says, hey, that's great, that's great, that's great. But what happens is these things feed on themselves, Sean, as you know, this bubble pushed up higher than we thought. It's going to drop down much farther than people think. And like you said, people are totally leveraged. And here's the other problem. People are going into retirement now, and they've been counting on these gains they've had in the stock market. And they're just not going to be there. You know, I mean, look, I don't want to scare people, but the market could be down 40 to 50% by the end of 2023 without me being dramatic. It's basically the Biden bubble, the Brandon bubble, whatever you want to call it, is going to be unwound here, because they just cannot spend their way out of this without causing massive inflation. And the Fed's not going to let that happen. And we're going to end up with some sort of deflationary pullback.
Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands of dollars investing in crypto? And did you know if you do it right, you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA right now with My Digital Money to take advantage of it. And when you go to retire, you will pay nothing on your capital gains. If Ethereum, Chainlink, or Solana doubles, or Bitcoin surges to a new high, you could be doubling your investments. My Digital Money's US-based phone support is always ready to answer your questions. And you know what's better? They will give you a free $50 credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. That's right, no capital gains tax. Go to mydigitalmoney.com right now, mydigitalmoney.com. All right, well, let's segue to the economy at large then. Chronic shortages of a few items will evolve into chronic shortages of hundreds of products later this year. I don't think that's puffery. I don't think it's hyperbolic. I don't think it's fear-mongering. I think it's quantifiable just by looking at the supply chain issue in Shanghai. There's thousands of ships anchored because Shanghai, I think, it's still shut down, is it not?
Not just Shanghai, but Guangzhou as well. I think three major ports are shut down. 40% of the exports are at risk of not going out the door. But really interesting thing, if we could just maybe have a little good guy on this, they just did a study and it showed that Mexico is now actually cheaper than China in terms of manufacturing production costs. And it won't take long for the United States to start shifting manufacturing out of China and out of Asia in general and putting it onshore in Mexico. Because when it's in Mexico, you don't have to worry about dealing with the ports that are run by the woke left. And you don't have to worry about dealing with China and whatever game they're playing in China. I don't understand it. They're committing suicide. I don't know if they're playing a game of chicken with us, but you know, they're going to lose. This might cause this pain for 6 to 9 months, maybe a year. But people will rapidly shift their manufacturing out of China, you know, into other parts of Asia. But Mexico looks like it could become a dominant manufacturing center for the United States if this keeps up.
Huh. Well, that's very interesting. Let me ask you this. You mentioned the dollar doing well, performing well recently, skyrocketing. But when we look at the yen, which has been plummeting, and the euro, which is also dropping, it reminds me of what Pastor Lindsay Williams once told me. I think it was back in around 2012. He had an elite friend. This is a guy who was the pastor to one of these oil rig operations up in Prudhoe Bay or Alaska. And his elite insider friend told him that they were going to run the stock market up to unimaginable heights. So imagine 25,000 Dow. Then we went 30, then almost 35,000 Dow. He told Lindsay Williams that the collapse would come when the euro crashed, and then the dollar would soon crash thereafter. I'm not predicting a euro crash anytime soon, but boy, the dollar's only climbing because the euro and the yen are dropping.
Oh, that's right. You know, the dollar is the one-eyed king in the land of the blind. Look, make no mistake, you know, and you know, you and I have talked about this before. I am no fan of the euro. You know, the European continent spent the last 500 years extracting resources from every part of the world because they are resource-less. And they've been using the United States basically as their mercenaries for the last, you know, 150 years fighting wars on their behalf. Both are ending, and it's exposing Europe to what it is. Look, I think Europe's going to break up. Europe's going to go into poverty. People listening from Europe, I'm sorry, but you know, unless you live in Norway or probably Great Britain or a country that has its own natural resources, can feed itself and energize itself, you're in big trouble. And now you put yourself in basically in slavery camp with Russia. So the euro is going to keep plummeting. They're going to become irrelevant on the world scene. And China is too. You know, don't take the yuan's been falling too now, Sean. That's what's causing some of our hiccups in our stock market. In 2018, they dropped the yuan and we dropped 18% in like, you know, 6 weeks. So the yuan has a big impact on us too. Until we can decouple from that evil empire, I think the better we're going to be. And I think it's all happening. So I know we're going to talk Twitter a little bit, but there's definitely a wind of change that's blowing through the world. And I think some of these things that we've all been waiting for to happen, I think are going to happen, regardless of how hard the elites try to stop it. You know, it's a boulder coming down at 40 miles an hour on them. So either they're going to have to step out of the way or it's going to crush them. But your point on demand destruction is real, is that what happens in these environments, prices sometimes don't come down, but your ability to pay for them does. And you end up with less selling, you know, I mean, less buying, but companies have less to sell. And that also brings the economies down too. And that's my expectation. I'm looking for what I call basically you know, I hate to use the word deflationary, but it's kind of like an inflationary depression kind of view where prices don't fall as much as you want them to, but your ability to pay for them falls faster. And that's where I think we're heading.
All right. Well, we'll talk about Elon and Twitter and Biden's unexplained income all in a second here. But I do want to say that when you mentioned the stock market could be down 20, 30, 40% over the next year or two, you know, that really does put the fear of God in people, but it wouldn't be unexpected because they have created such an enormous bubble. With that said, I was looking at one of my retirement accounts earlier today, and you'll appreciate this, Bob. You know, I don't do every single trade with Trade Genius. I just don't have time during the day to participate in essentially what's day trading, but you're making people money. And in some of the trades that I have done over the years, I've done pretty well. One example in my retirement account is a Trade Genius trade, IPI, which is one of these potash companies, like fertilizer companies. I profited on one of the trades and I kept 25 shares that were essentially free. So I kept my $500 profit on that trade in IPI. I look today, it's up 400%. It's worth more than $2,000. Sometimes these things are better just to buy and hold. We'll do a screen share here. I know you're making money in the stock market. I want to show people how. 395 winning trades out of 613 trades, 1.58% average net gain per trade, 164% annualized gains. These are some of the attaboys from folks that do this with you.
Yeah. So, you know, IPI and uranium were our big trades going into 2021. And we made over 300%. I'm glad you made 400%. I actually hopped off the bus a little early on that one. And, but I made 300%. We're IPI and I was in Mosaic. Our big trade now is uranium. I know uranium's pulled back a little bit. I just tell people, look, trade in and out of it, but keep a core position. That's going to double. And those are our big themes. And energy is not going away anytime soon. So we're looking for opportunities there. But what we've done is, as you know, we've built algorithms. And some of these attaboys that you're showing up on the screen, these are all in the last 7 days, okay? The market's been crashing for the last 7 days, and we're making people money because our algorithm finds these buying opportunities in the midst of all this selling. And we just put our people in those trades. And look, you have to have a mindset when you trade like this. There's always opportunities no matter what the market does. And you buy the things that are going up and our algorithm tells you how to do it. And if I can do a quick plug, go go to Trade Genius, go to tradelikeagenius.com, tradegeniusacademy.com, and check out our bundles. 65% off. You could trade stocks, you could trade futures with us, and you could trade crypto, and also get education depending on what you want to pick. But if you don't like a bundle, you can just pick and choose anything in the store, 40% off. We're still using the promo code Easter because the Lord is still risen, and it's good to Saturday at the end of the month. So take advantage of it. We'll teach you how to trade, number one. We'll teach you the way we trade. We'll give you access to our algorithms. You get access to the chat rooms. And I put out one to two trades a day. I put out two trades today over last night. I told people to get a natural gas. We're up on natural gas. I told people, believe it or not, in the midst of the disaster of all the tech reports, I said at the end of the day yesterday, we're going long tech for what I call a lotto trade. And this morning we came in and boom, we hit it. It popped and we got out of it. So we find stuff all the time, Sean, and not necessarily day trades. There's very few of those trades you saw in there are day trades. Occasionally we'll put a day trade out there, but most of our trades are like I said, average a 3-day hold period. Because we know most people can't day trade. Most people don't have big enough accounts. And we don't trade the garbage stocks either. These are names that you'd know, like UNG, the Qs, which is the ETF that for NASDAQ, things that have name brands behind them that you can easily follow. So we're not chasing the OTC stuff or any of the penny stuff garbage. And we're not Lambo people either. So we try to get you in. We try to help you grind your way to wealth over time, and we'll teach you how to do it.
All right, very good. You mentioned tech stocks. I would be remiss if I didn't mention the bath that Ackman took. Netflix crashing. Well, why? It's funny, man. I got to tell you, when this news came out, and of course, Netflix has been absolutely crashing, one of the worst performers, I think, on the NASDAQ this year, if not the worst performer. Ackman lost $400 million on his investment. And then I found it amusing to watch CNBC pundits and others say they didn't see this coming. Nobody saw this coming, not even Ackman. To which I say, okay, wait a minute. If you were paying attention to the woke crap coming out of Netflix and people literally campaigning to cancel Netflix, the warnings were on the wall far before the stock started to plummet. It was just several months ago you could have got out of that thing at $700 per share. Now what's it at, like 220? We'll take a look while I await your response.
Yeah, so that's a phrase that they use when they don't want to be held accountable.
188, look at the chart on this, yeah. Sorry to interrupt, unbelievable. Look at the 1 month chart. Oh, let's look at a longer chart here. Yeah, $600, $700 down to 188. It's down 72% in 6 months and nobody saw it coming. That's just insane to me.
Yeah, well, that's just an excuse. Also Karen Feinerman, who is on CNBC, one of the shows that helps people recommend prices. She took a bath on it too. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Bill Ackman fan. You know, he actually greenmailed a company that I worked for when it was a public company. And I don't like the way he operates, but look, these guys aren't that great. You know, they just have a lot of heft behind them. You know, when the market was going up, everybody looked like a genius, right? So now, how do you keep hold of something that's dropping 70%? You know, was he trying to bottom fish? You know, he's supposed to be, these guys are supposed to be insiders. And I mean that in a legal term, you know, that knows what's going on. But here's my theory on this. There's a thing called market cap weighting on these stocks. So the higher the higher price that they are, the more value they get for just being bigger. And, you know, Netflix is that way, Apple's that way, Google, Microsoft, Tesla, they're only doing well based on because they're big and everybody has to buy them in passive investing. So when people start pulling their money out of the stock market, they may not pull out this dump, and we're going to get a relief rally here. But this next rollover after this relief rally is going to be the long goodbye, and people are going to be bailing out fast out of these ETFs. And it's going to cause them all to collapse faster on the way down than when they went up. And that's what happens. And these guys, they're kind of trapped in their own because the way they do their business is that their sole job is not to get sued. So they buy the biggest stuff along with everybody else so they can ride the index up. And what this stuff happens when they get these big pullbacks like that, they get exposed. So, you know, I'm not sorry it happened. I do not like Netflix. I don't like what they offer. And I knew they were overvalued. They never make any money either, Sean. And that's the big point for people. You better start pouring through your portfolios of companies that do not make money. First of all, they had no business being public in the first place. This stuff was pushed onto the public by the private VC firms. They shoved companies out that were not ready for prime time, and then they lifted them through all this pension buying, and now a lot of people are gonna lose a lot of money because they're listening to these brokers tell them that, you know, just stay the course, buy the dip, long-term investing. Well, you know what? If you're 60 years old, you're not going to have any money when you're 75, because by the time this dip gets bought back again, it could be another 5 or 6 years from now, and you're going to need that money to live on. So you guys need to really take a hard look at your portfolios. And you know what? There's an old saying too that people don't, he who panics first panics best. Now, I'm fortunate. I'm a trader, so I could be a little bit more flexible. But I've been pulling back my family's IRA. You know, we're 30, almost 40% cash at this point, and we'll be employing our bear strategies, you know, after this next lift. So we're going to be relatively okay with this. And, you know, we're looking, you know, that money has to last us for another 25 years. So if you listen to my daughter, it needs to last 100 years because she's expecting something after we move on. So, you know, you have to be really careful at this point in time, because if it drops 50%, a lot of people aren't going to be able to recover or have a retirement that they expect. Thanks for the long monologue, Sean, but it's important for people to know that there are ways in which you can help yourself, and there's ways in which you can avoid pain. And you have to understand, if you can't trade it, you need to start talking to your broker about exit strategies or protection strategies so that you can deal with it. And if you trade, you know, we'd like you to trade with us because we'll help you get through it.
Well, let me just ask you this before we talk about the Biden crime family. Of course, these people get away with all measure of crime. And then the Biden appointed AG runs cover for the family. It's unbelievable. But do you think that if these bubbles pop quickly enough, if things get bad enough, that the Fed will then reverse course and stop with the rate hikes and then the bubbles reinflate? What are the chances of that happening?
Well, I think the Fed will reverse course. I don't know if they're going to be able to blow the bubble up even higher. People say they can. But this is where I think gold and silver will then really take off, because, you know, it's in a situation now. If you look at the market, you know, I said 2019 for everything, but gold and silver are actually going to go up. Okay. They didn't enjoy this bubble. Okay. They've been actually doing what's called a rounded bottom, if you notice, and on high. It's not a bottoming process. So they've maintained good price levels for gold and silver. As you know, gold made an all-time high. All it's doing is what's called a shallow retrace. So my expectation is when the Fed reverses course, which I think will be in the fall, this 10 rate hike thing is a joke. You know, May, look at the market's going down already, and they haven't even raised rates really yet. They'll raise in May, they may raise in June. Price of oil is going to go down, and they're going to stop, and the economy is going to roll over, and they're going to panic. And you're going to see all kinds of stimulus nonsense out of the Biden administration. And you're going to see the Fed driving these rates right back down to zero before you can blink.
Yeah. You mentioned silver. I kind of forgot about silver. I wasn't going to bring that up in this call, but I'm glad you did, because I was listening to an interesting interview the other day in which one of the folks said, what's frustrating about silver is that the powers that be will tell you it's an industrial metal. It's not a monetary metal anymore. But it hasn't even participated along with the other industrial metals in the spikes like nickel, zinc, etc. I am dying. I'm so looking forward to the day when the powers that ought not be have their asses handed to them in the silver markets, just like what happened with nickel. $23 silver today as we're talking. It's just absolute lunacy.
Yeah, well, LME is shutting down gold and silver operations in London in July.
So, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. So it's beginning. You know, we're just going to have to be patient like Job on this. But once it goes, you know, Russia did this to platinum and palladium a number of years back, and they instantly doubled. So I think the same thing's probably going to happen here, you know, with gold and silver. It's going to be one of those things where they're just going to catch us unawares. You have to have a position in it. You don't have to be YOLOing it. And I think you're going to be well rewarded over time. So I have my positions in GDX, GDXJ, AG, Hecla, and Barrick Gold. and wheat and precious metals. That's kind of where I'm sitting right now. All of them are sitting in my IRA. I trade in and out of AG on my trading account and Heckle on my trading account. And other than that, I'm just kind of watching and waiting. But I think we'll be rewarded. It's actually been trading well. It just hasn't broken out. And I think that's what really ticks people off. Now that crypto's kind of cooled down and it's a liquidity play, just like NASDAQ, you know, I think gold and silver will go back to their mantle, especially since Asia and Russia are really accumulating, well, India's in Asia, are really accumulating, you know, gold again. And, you know, I said the same thing to my wife the other day about silver. I said, I don't get it. It's being consumed like crazy industrially and has a monetary component to it. And yet they're still able to suppress it. I'm like, is there like a hidden silver mine that nobody knows about? But here's the other thing too, Sean. I don't know if you heard this, is that Mexico nationalized their lithium mines. And lithium, I mean, silver is big production of silver in Mexico. So if you have, if you know, and I have AG, so I'm a little nervous about it. But if Mexico nationalizes their silver mines, it's going to curtail production. And I think we'll start seeing, you know, silver go, because countries around the world are going to start trying to grab these mines for basically, tax revenue, because their trade balances are starting to fall because, you know, trade barriers are going to go up around the world. So I think it's just a matter of time. We'll be well rewarded. And then 3 years from now, you and I will be talking about how smart we were about getting into silver in 2022 by being patient. So that's my thinking on it.
Friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. This is a perfect time for a quick break. For years now, people have been setting up a little contest between crypto and gold, but that's like comparing a truck with an SUV. Both carry stuff and travel from A to B, but they do different jobs. Gold's job is to keep the value of your money safe and preserve its value. And since the events in Ukraine and the oil and inflation crisis, gold has done a brilliant job compared to stocks and other investments. So if you're worried about what's going on right now, and who isn't, just talk to an expert at Noble Gold about precious metals IRAs for your retirement. They'll get you straightened out on your options and hold your hand through the entire process. And this month, for any qualified IRA, you'll get an incredible 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin completely free as a thank you. Call 877-646-5347 right now to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, I hope you're right. I don't know. I'll never sell my silver position until it gets to the price it ought to be at. 200 ounces of paper silver for every 1 ounce of physical in the vaults. That's by some estimates. I think that number's probably far higher. 100 ounces of paper gold out there for every 1 ounce of physical in the vaults. It's an absolute Ponzi scheme. All right, as we wrap up the conversation, I want to show you this, and I want to get your thoughts on Elon Musk. Do you think what Elon Musk is doing points to the possibility that there is infighting within the New World Order? There are factions at war here, because Elon Musk is no saint, okay? He comes from a very, very wealthy family. And in fact, I think Elon Musk is nothing more than a figurehead. There's no way he's one of the world's smartest men, and he's certainly not the world's richest man. That wealth belongs to multi-generational international banking families that control the printing presses. But here's what Elon just said about the USA's kleptocracy.
I think we already have quite a serious issue with the gerontocracy, where the leaders of so many countries are extremely old. Look, I mean, in the US, it's, you know, very, very ancient leadership. And it's just impossible to stay in touch with the people if you're, if you're like many generations older than them. And the founders in the US, they put minimum ages for political office, but they did not put maximum ages, because they did not expect that people will be living so long, but they should have. Because you really want, in order for a democracy to function well, the leaders must be reasonably in touch with the bulk of the population. And if you're too young or too old, it's, you can't say that you would be in touch.
Yeah, I wanted to play that because I think he's spot on. And initially, when he started to mention the gerontocracy, or how old these people are who are in power, I thought of Rockefeller and then Kissinger. But what I think he's really referring to are Pelosi Feinstein, Biden. These people are ancient and they're completely out of touch with the public. What are your thoughts on Elon Musk, him taking over Twitter? Is this just infighting between factions of the New World Order?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I said that the other day too. I mean, we're like on the same wavelength here. I said, I think the white hats are taking over because somebody said, oh, won't the deep state blow Musk up? I said, I think they won the internal battle. Look, Elon Musk owns SpaceX, which is critical to our defense. And he owns Starlink, which is critical to our defense. And space is the next frontier. And he's put the United States defense establishment and the country in a domineering position. There's no way Russia and China can now take out our satellites because there's a gazillion Starlinks up there and they're a mesh. And so you can blow up 30 of them and he can redeploy them within hours. And, you know, Russia and China can't do that. We could take out their 5 or 6 satellites and we can blind them. And so I think Musk is whatever you can say about Musk is that he has the pulse on the zeitgeist. He knows how to communicate. He's very good at driving a tank through the gap in the battlefield. And he understands how important free speech is to many people around the world. And he's jumping on it. And I think he's going to be successful. And you already see it. I mean, look at one day. He don't even own the company yet. And they flipped the algorithm off. Okay, they flipped it off. And all of a sudden you have like Glenn Beck with 800,000 followers again. You know, you have Tucker Carlson back on. You have people that have been blown out of there. Trump is allowed back on if he wants to come back on, you know, yada, yada, yada. And now you're going to have this freewheeling battle. I mean, the Trump administration is talking about we're going to have Department of Justice misinformation thing or maybe we need a 203 again. And, you know, but that's rear guard action. And I think the Twitter thing and the Virginia election are watershed events. And I think what happened was, I think the woke left went after our kids. Okay. And they got exposed and they lost the white woman vote in this country. They lost the Hispanic male vote in this country. And they lost what's left of the white male vote in this country. And I think the African-American vote's coming along too, except that you just don't hear as much from them. But certainly black males don't like what's going on with this woke environment either. And woke goes beyond sexuality. I just put that all into one clump here of some sort of weird fetish these guys have in total control over people's lives. And just confusing and destroying the family. And I think that's why I said winds of change are blowing. We may have to deal with some of that on the short order. You notice the Federal Reserve put a fence up around their building. Okay. They know that the young people, look, you have young, not young children, you have young adults. I have young adults and they do not understand why that organization exists. They don't understand why these old people, like Musk says, why they're telling them how to live their life, who are they? And I think there's a generational civil war coming in this country. And I mean that metaphorically, not physically. And I think as politicians get into their 40s, they're gonna tap low, not tap high. And we're gonna have a fundamental change in this country. And I think it's gonna be to the good.
Well, let me add to that just real quickly and say, one of the fundamental changes that I think is coming is these young people no longer complying with the system or not complying with the system at all because they don't even know how to. And one of the best examples of that is taxes, filing your taxes. None of these young people even know how to do that. They don't understand why they should do that. They don't understand why the government takes money out of every one of their checks. And so I think one of the things to keep an eye on in the future is what percentage of the population just simply does not file taxes because they don't understand the system. You and I have talked about this in the past. Can you imagine how irresponsible a great portion of this society is? People who live in the inner cities, people that are hooked on drugs, people that can't even raise their own kids. Do you think these people file taxes? And then you've got a younger generation that absolutely doesn't understand the system and just intrinsically despises it. And I think that there's going to be a severe lack of compliance as it pertains to income taxes.
Yeah, my daughter, when she got her first job, she told me she was going to make, I think it was $354. And she got her check and she said, "Dad, who stole from me?" Because she got taxes. They said, "Welcome to the Republican Party." And she, yeah, she doesn't. And wait till these kids find out and they get all these letters from the IRS this year because their gig economy being paid on Venmo, okay, and PayPal. And all of a sudden they start getting these tax notices that they owe more in taxes to the government. I mean, they are going to be livid. Because a lot of these kids use, like my daughter uses Venmo to pay people back. You know, somebody, hey, we're going out to eat. I got it. And then everybody sends them $20. Well, guess what? Venmo sent that to the government. Now my daughter's going to have to fight over, you know, $60 here, $20 here, $100 here that Venmo's reporting as income. Okay. I mean, it's going to be an absolute disaster on the IRS's part trying to manage all the people pushing back on this. And you know, and it was by design. You know, they're going to chase after everybody for $1,000 or $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 because they don't have to expend any resources collecting it. But they're going to totally, totally tick off this generation that operates, you know, basically via the digital wallet. And people are not, I guarantee you, and I did my daughter's taxes, so I made sure anything that she had that she was going to be 1099'd on, that she recorded it, because she actually is a stylist. So she gets paid a lot through Venmo and through, you know, reportable income, you know, that are not standard, not salary. And so I made sure she was good to go. But I totally agree with you that I guarantee the non-compliance of under 25 for taxes are going to be astounding. And it really screws up parents too. If you're using, I have around California, a daughter's under 25, she's in covered California. The tax, when you do your compliance on your health care, you know, the ACA, you know, you have to make sure that you tie her tax return into your tax return. And if you don't do it, then it screws up all your tax returns. So it's going to be really interesting 2 years. And look, the IRS is still trying to process 2020 returns. Okay. They haven't even gone through all the 2020, even getting them into the system. So it's just going to be, I think by 2024, the IRS will definitely be on the platform.
Bob, what do you mean by that? Do you mean on the cutting block?
Yeah, I think if you want to grab the young people, because I know we were going to talk a little bit about, I think we covered it. But I think people are saying it's too complex. You're chasing after nickels over people. You're not chasing after the billionaires, you know, and the left thinks that's going to be to their benefit, but it's not. The right's going to come in and say, well, I have it even better. We're just going to totally simplify the tax code and we can just get rid of the IRS, yeah. You know, or totally shrink it down that it's managed for, like, I'll manage Medicare, I'll manage Social Security, you know, we'll manage tariffs and stuff like that. But I think that'll be a winning thing on the 2024 campaign trail for sure, especially if DeSantis runs, because he comes from a state with no state income tax. So he could speak to, I can run a country without income tax because I ran a state without one. So it'll be a really fascinating conversation if it goes there.
Yeah, it's an idea whose time has come because everybody's fed up and the system is just far too onerous and complex. And I've got an education, okay? I've got a college degree. And I have to pay somebody several thousand dollars to do my taxes. It's insane. The whole thing is absolutely insane and tyrannical. All right, last item. Rules for thee, not for me. And this is what people are really getting pissed off about. We are all under fire every single day by this criminal government. Meanwhile, Joe has 5.2 million in unexplained income. So 10% for the big guy. 10% of 52 million is 5.2 million. Let's flush this out. Meanwhile, the AG is running cover for Hunter Biden, doesn't want any special counsel to dig into the criminality of Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. According to financial records, Joe Biden has $5.2 million in unexplained income that, by pure coincidence, of course, was acquired around the same time Hunter Biden was raking in big bucks from foreign business deals and earmarking 10% for the big guy. See, Bob, this is the very crux of what's killing we the people. We are sick and tired of the corruption and the double standards for those in power.
Yeah, just like Teddy Roosevelt, we need somebody to come in there that is strong enough and smart enough and savvy enough to go ahead and blow up the gold mine for these people. And so, yeah, it's coming. Look, everybody knows it. I mean, you know, the polling data shows it. I think Biden his biggest mistake was actually going to be running for president. So, well, they probably ran to get away from it. But I think now that they lost Twitter, you know, they're just going to get bombarded constantly. And when the midterms turn right, you know, the right's going to be out for blood, you know, and hearing after hearing after hearing. So I would imagine you're going to see mass exodus from the Biden camp come, you know, next December, January. And look, even the left knows the red wave's coming. I don't think they can even cheat their way through this one, Sean. I think it's so overwhelming. And you know what? Even if they can keep the core cities like they did, and they want, that's how they got the general to go their way. The right doesn't need those cities to win, you know, the House and Senate. So then they could turn their attention on that for the general in 2024. And I guarantee if it's Trump and DeSantis going toe to toe on in the primary, is that they're going to take a good hard look at these states. They're not going to let them pull the same crap they did last time.
Well, I hope so. But one word of caution would be that sham of an election we just saw in France. Macron beating Le Pen. Why on earth would anybody who lives in France want that Rothschild agent, that Rothschild puppet, that former Rothschild banker, Macron, who believes in all the same things Biden does? World Economic Forum, you'll own nothing, you'll be happy while our borders are wide open. Why in the world would they have voted for Macron? I think that election was stolen.
Did you see the polling data? Basically, if you were 65 and older, you voted for Macron. If you're 65 and younger, you voted for Le Pen. And so, you know, I mean, I agree with you, but I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt that said basically not enough young people voted, and the people are voting for Macron are dying off. I mean, basically the whole rim of France went for Le Pen, and it was the center of the country that went for Macron. So I think it's just a matter of time. Probably next election is going to swing it. I mean, she did get 42% of the vote, you know, which is pretty impressive. She won all the outlying countries that France controls, which I thought was interesting too. You know why? They are pissed off about COVID. And so I just think that, you know, four more years of that, and I think the right's going to take over France, and if there is a Europe.
Well, by the way, last thing here. Did you happen to see the piece that said that Le Pen went blind a day before their last debate? I think she got hit by some weapon and at least for some period of time lost her eyesight right before their final debate. These amazing people are so, this new world order power is just so desperate. They're just pulling out all the stops to try to cling to power. All right, Bob, thanks for your time today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I always enjoy it, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Friends, I'll leave the link to Trade Genius below. Thanks so much for tuning in, friends. And for real news every single day, check us out for free at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda in Mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless. Bye-bye.
Me and my crew has worked several cardiac arrests that is sub 50 years old. And when you start doing compressions, we're starting to see this fountain phenomenon. And when I mean fountain, like a fountain of blood come out of their mouth.